And then those move out, and we're looking at a glorious weekend. Stay tuned for the library show.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning and welcome to the Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we're less than a week away from our first outdoor concert of the summer. We have the whole schedule for you. Discounts with your library card. If you're a local business owner, you're going to want to get in on the free advertising promotion. Your secrets are safe with Jennifer. She wasn't even listening. The Summer Reading Club for kids and adults are in full swing, and it's not too late to join in on the fun. All that and more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim. The mic wasn't even up. Good morning, Jim. I'm sorry, I was downstairs talking to Michelle from the chamber. I didn't realize what time it was. How are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
Okay. What'd I miss?
Is my mic live?
Yeah.
At the commercial break, we got to do some production work, but we won't bore our listeners with that.
Okay.
So it's a library show. I didn't have any music. Did you have any music prepared?
No.
You had nothing?
I would have had something, but...
Okay.
Sorry. We were downstairs talking because we're getting ready. The project I worked on as part of Leadership Hunterdon last year was the Entrepreneurial Center. And a component of that was programming, and we're going to meet next week to talk about programming. So I was saying to her.
Anything we can tell our listeners? Or?
That's all I know right now.
So we're less than a week to the start of our summer concert series. We've been planning this for a while now, and it's just almost happening. Next Wednesday, July 17th, the Hunterdon County Library, the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library present their summer concert series, free outdoor concerts. Bring a blanket or chair, your family, a picnic lunch, whatever you want. To spend an enjoyable evening with us at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch. We have 5 concerts in the series this year. They're all on Wednesday nights, starting next Wednesday, July 17th. They all begin at 6:30 p.m., and they're about maybe 2 hours long, so we get you out of there right when the sun is going down. We've been doing this for several years now. It's been growing in popularity every year, and we have a couple new bands in the lineup this year. But we kick it off with one of our old favorites. They were at the North County Branch the last couple years. We're having them back at the Hunterdon County Library. The Summer Swing Orchestra will be performing next Wednesday, July 17th, starting at 6:30 p.m. They'll be playing the sounds of the 1940s. Big band music for your dancing and listening pleasure. The Summer Swing Orchestra. And then... the Wednesday after that, July 24th, we go up to the North County Branch. The North County Branch has a nice shaded lawn at the back of the library, perfect for an outdoor concert. And the Red Oak Country Boys will be performing music of the 40s, 50s, and 60s when such stars as Hank Williams, Roy Acuff, Johnny Cash, Marty Robbins, Hank Snow, and George Jones were all the kings of country music. That's the Red Oak Country Boys. Wednesday, July 24th at the North County Branch Library. Then we go back to the Hunterdon County Library on Wednesday, July 31st for Due South, one of New Jersey's top country bands performing new and classic country, as well as southern and classic rock from artists such as Brooks and Dunn, Keith Urban, Patsy Cline, The Eagles, and more. Back up to the North County Branch Library on Wednesday, August 7th at 6:30 p.m., Na Bodash. Na Bodash is a group... of Musicians playing a mix of instruments, including the bodhrán, fife, whistle, violin, fiddle, and vocals. And they get all who listen into the spirit of Irish music. And then we wrap it all up on Wednesday, August 14th at 6:30 p.m. with Rave On. Rave On, we've been having at the library for several years now. Rave On plays the music of the early 1950s, Buddy Holly, Roy Orbison, and the classic early rock and roll songs that you know and love. Rave On's show is always a crowd pleaser. So once again, the summer concert series at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library. At the Hunterdon County Library, the stage is located right on the Route 12 side of the building. We have a nice stage up against the wall with a sloping hill, perfect for having a picnic and listening to some music. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library sponsor this. Bring a blanket or chair, et cetera, et cetera. If it rains on those nights, unfortunately, the show will just be canceled. So check with our Facebook page or our web page in the event of inclement weather. So hope to see you at one or all of these outdoor summer concerts.
So, and the Summer Reading Club is in full swing today at the Headquarters Library. We have Rizzo's Reptiles, a program for the younger crowd. And there's an adult summer reading club. So why should kids have all the fun? And the theme this year is a universe of stories. So check our website, hclibrary.us, for all the events. Children can read and win prizes. They can register at any of the libraries, the Headquarters, North County, South County Branch, or the Bookmobile. And the adults can register online. And the adults is just reading. You report you read a book, and they have a drawing every week. The more books you read, the more chances you have in the drawing. But our old pal Julie, Jules Poetry, Jumpin' Jules Poetry, just put up something on her Facebook page, and I thought, well, this can't be right, because her library is the Huntington Library, and their summer reading challenge is Space Chase. So it's a similar theme to ours, a similar name to ours. And on the 30th of July at 10:30, she's doing a poetry workshop for children 5 to 11.
So I thought, why isn't that right? I don't get your point.
No, I'm seeing this is exactly the same, like Huntington. I looked at it quick. Huntington.
Oh, they're doing something similar?
It just looks so familiar. So I thought before we went to our first commercial break, I would read one of Jumping Jewel's latest poems. Animal Doctors. Being ill is no fun at all, like bringing a shark round to play. He'd eat all your toys or snap them in half. It really does ruin your day. Don't call on a whale if you want to feel better. He'd flood your room with a splash, make your bed all soggy, your pajamas too, and fall through the floor with a crash. A giraffe would certainly not sort you out. With a body as tall as your house, he'd munch on your curtains and smear your windows with a tongue making mess throughout. As for a bear, I don't think he'd care if he smothered your carpet with honey, leaving a sticky mess that glues your feet to a floor that's rather yummy. It's not a happy time if you're feeling so poorly. Better stay in your bed for a while, make use of the time. All the treats you'll get, you'll soon be out there running wild. If you decide to call for the animal doctors, please remember this advice I've given. They'll leave your bedroom in an awful mess, but your bug may well be well and truly bitten. So for more of Jumping Jewel's poetry, check out her website, jumpingjewelspoetry.com. Follow her on Instagram or Facebook.
She lives in England, right?
She lives in Cambridge, yes.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was so startled to see.
Startled? Is that the right word?
I don't know.
She's living in a parallel universe.
She is, apparently. So, yeah, and I liked that poem.
Will Jules ever cross the pond and visit the States ever?
I haven't. She was in the United States back 30 years ago. Oh. I haven't seen her
anymore. And how did you cross paths with her again?
When I was a freshman in high school, our marching band went to the Harrogate Music Festival, and I stayed with her family.
Is that in England?
Mm-hmm.
Your high school band went to England?
Yes.
Wow.
The high school band went to, I think, Germany a couple of years ago.
Really?
Yeah, they have really extravagant trips. We also marched in the Walt Disney Parade at Disneyland.
In Disneyland?
Disney World.
That's amazing.
Yes.
The only trip I ever went on school was to Great Adventure one time. Amazing.
Yes.
Good for that. And the school still does it? I thought they were always complaining about budgets and things like that.
Well, we had to pay for, I mean, we raised a lot of the money ourselves.
Oh, I see.
To defer the cost.
Quite an experience, though,
yes.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. It sure was.
Okay, we're going to go to our first commercial break. We'll come back right after this with Today in History.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care. At a moment's notice, Hundred in Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. I'm sitting with Jennifer Winbear. We're about to play Today in History. Play along with us at home or wherever you are. Maybe you're at work. Maybe you're in the car. Can you listen to us in the car yet?
If you have a, I think, believe 2019 or newer on the digital band.
So if you listen to a car, first of all, congratulations on your new car.
Yeah, because mine's a 2018 and it doesn't have that.
Some of the week I asked Jennifer and you questions about events that happened on this date. Today is July 11th, 2019. I'll ask you questions about events that happened on July 11th in years past, and I'll also give you some names of people who were born or who have died on July 11th and see if you know who they are. Just by hearing their name, give me a little background on them. We'll mark it correct. Let's go back to July 11th, 1789. Jacques Necker, Jennifer, is fired from his job. Why was that important back in 1789? Jacques Necker. Necker? Necker.
And does it have something to do with the Bastille?
It does indeed. He was France's finance minister, Jennifer, and when they fired him, it precipitated the storming of the Bastille 3 days later. Because he was the guy that kind of, he was for the people, and he was kind of telling them how they were spending money and stuff like that, the king and the queen or whatever. And I guess he fell out of favor with them, with the royalty, and, well, the rest, as they say, is history. 1804, Jennifer. July 11th, probably the most famous duel in history occurs on this date.
Al, what's your question? You want to know who it was?
Yes.
Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton.
Correct. Vice President of the United States, Aaron Burr, mortally wounds Secretary of Treasury. Imagine if that happened today.
In Weehawken.
Two of the, like, two of Trump's cabinet members go out and duel, and maybe that will happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And one of them kills the other?
Who's to say?
Amazing. Duels were like a popular thing back then to settle arguments. It's just because I think most duels never came to the duel. There was, if you ever saw the play Hamilton, they give you the 10 points of how a duel works, and usually it never gets to dueling, but this time it did, and unfortunately for Alexander Hamilton, it didn't work out so well. I think he died like the next day or something, Jennifer. 1895, Jennifer. What did brothers Auguste and Louis Lumiere do on this date? 1895.
Is it something Eiffel Tower-ish?
No. Lumiere. Can you?
Oh, something light bulbish. They patented the light bulb.
Getting warmer.
I give up.
They demonstrate movie film technology.
I did not know.
These are the first guys that invented movie film technology, Jennifer. And then I guess Edison ran with it. 1914. Who makes their Major League Baseball debut on this date?
1914.
Probably with the Boston Red Sox. I'm assuming. Or Boston Braves or whatever they were called back then.
I was going to say Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is correct.
Oh, okay.
Babe Ruth makes his Major League debut 105 years ago. Okay, Jennifer. 1921, former President of the United States, William Howard Taft, is sworn in as the 10th Chief Justice. I gave it away. Is sworn in as the 10th Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court. Why is that unique?
Because he was a former president.
He's the only president to hold both posts, a U.S. president and also Supreme Court Justice, William Howard Taft. Wasn't he the heavy gentleman that got stuck in his bathtub? Or was that somebody else?
I don't know.
And then finally on this date in 1961, probably one of the most famous books ever required reading in high school, it's first published in the United States.
Catcher in the Rye.
No. It's a play about it on Broadway right now.
Oh, To Kill a Mockingbird.
To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, published on this date for the first time, July 11th, 1960. Was it the setting of that book in the 60s or the 50s, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The 50s?
Late 50s, early 60s.
Well, if it was published in 1960, it couldn't
be
the 60s.
All right, late 50s then.
Okay, Jennifer, born on this date in 1653, it was Sarah Good.
1860, what number? Tell me again the year.
1653.
Something about the Salem witch trials?
Very good. She was accused of witchcraft and hanged in 1692, Jennifer.
Oh, dear.
Yep. And then I guess they all proved that was all a hoax or something like that. Like, she denied it all to the point that they hanged her. I always want to say hung, but hanged is the proper...
Hanged is correct, yes.
Yeah. Why don't you say hung? It's past tense to hanging someone.
I don't know.
Gotta be a reason.
I ever seen
Blade. But Sarah Good, a witch, and just another page of our history. Because this is another time when America wasn't great, hanging witches or accused witches, because some young girls said that she had control over them. That was what all the evidence was, right, Jennifer? Some teenage girls were saying that these women possessed them.
Yes, indeed.
1760, Jennifer. Peggy Shippen was born.
1760?
Peggy Shippen.
She became a first lady. Who's first lady?
Incorrect.
Nope.
But it is kind of political.
I don't know.
I only know this because of the great, which I'm sure you haven't listened to me. Check and see if we have...
it's got something to do with Lincoln.
Not Lincoln. 1760, Jennifer.
But you said great, and I'm sure you didn't listen to me.
I didn't finish my sentence before you interrupted me.
Okay, go ahead.
About the great miniseries Turn that was on TV, about the Revolutionary War spies, Washington spies. It was a book made into a miniseries by AMC called Turn. Do we have that in our library collection? Peggy Shippen was the mistress of John Andre.
At we do.
And married Benedict Arnold.
Oh, my.
Yes.
Kinky.
So Peggy Shippen played a role in the spy rings of the American Revolution. And just a great series, Turn. If you want to learn a lot of, you know, history that you don't hear a lot about the Revolutionary War. And I know Jennifer and her husband are war buffs. That was only World War II, is that correct?
He's World War I and II and more obscure wars. I read more about Revolutionary War.
Okay, well then.
I missed that because I used to read a lot about the spies in the Civil War. So I am remiss.
If you like the Revolutionary War, you should be all over this miniseries. You would love it.
Okay.
You absolutely love it. I don't know why you never listened to me, but 1767, John Quincy Adams is born.
He was the 1, 2. He was the president of the United States.
Yes, he was.
John Quincy, John Adams. What year was he born? 1767.
Mm-hmm.
So he was the son of John and Abigail Adams.
Correct.
What else do you want to know?
That's good. That's fine. Son of John. I actually just watched over the 4th of July weekend the John Adams miniseries. Have you seen that?
No.
With Paul Giamatti as John Adams?
No, have
another
you ever
excellent. Probably the book was very popular.
Have
but
you
another
seen,
excellent miniseries.
You ever see 1776, the musical?
I've watched parts of it.
Well.
Is that a...
That's more my cup of tea.
These are like historically accurate, Jennifer.
Okay.
How John Quincy Adams was perceived and his friendship with Thomas Jefferson and his, you know, going to Paris, being the first ambassador to King George after the war. A lot of interesting stuff with John Adams. And he's kind of a guy that you didn't think was that important, but he was in the forefront of the Revolution because Boston was in the forefront. They were the first ones really impugned by England.
That's not a big word for an 11-year-old.
And then he actually, John Adams, actually defended the British soldiers at the Boston Massacre and won. How about that?
How about that?
A lot you don't know about John Adams. Interesting story. Paul Giamatti, and very historically accurate. We're down to where how their, you know, their teeth were not good back then, mm-hmm. and things like that. And the guy who played George Washington looked exactly like George Washington.
Hmm.
It's very good.
Good.
Just another thing to put on your list and forget. 1892, Thomas Mitchell was born.
Animal, vegetable, or mineral?
Thomas Mitchell?
Uh-huh.
Is a man.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Give me a hint.
Actor. He's been in several movies that I know you've seen, including Pocket Full of Miracles. I believe he was in that, as well as It's a Wonderful Life, Gone with the Wind. Are you picturing him now?
Kind
don't
of.
Look it up.
No, I want to see what else he's been in.
Thomas Mitchell was Scarlett's father in Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
He was Uncle Billy in It's a Wonderful Life. And I don't know what the heck he was in Pocket Full of Miracles, but something.
Okay.
1899, E.B. White was born.
I'm going to start with the more obscure, just to annoy you. He was a satirist. He wrote for The New Yorker. He also wrote a very famous book on democracy, which has just been republished by our pals at HarperCollins. But he also wrote the trio Charlotte's Web, Stuart Little, and The Trumpet of the Swan.
Is that the only three children's books he wrote?
I think so.
Really?
And he was married to Catherine, oh gosh, a gardener, a garden writer. I can't remember her name. I can picture her book. I don't remember.
Okay. Then died on this date in 1989, Laurence Olivier.
He was a movie actor. He was Lawrence of Arabia.
That wasn't him.
That wasn't him. No. Oh, wait, he was a Shakespeare actor. I just saw him in Richard
Mostly
III.
Mostly Shakespeare, yes.
As a matter of fact. Oh, he was in, he was Othello.
Okay. I know him from the role as the Cantor Rabinovich in the Neil Diamond's version of The Jazz Singer. I'm sure he just turned over in his grave.
He also
that's how I remember Laurence Olivier.
He also had a production company. My DVD alert is Richard III.
I think he also played Zeus, like in Clash of the Titans. He must have really needed money or something, like later in his career,
right?
For being such a classical actor, and I believe married to Scarlett O'Hara, Vivian Leigh, if I'm not mistaken. You neglected to say, but I could be wrong.
We have a copy of Richard III at the library. Take it out. There's an interview. There's all kinds of extras.
I will do that the second after you watch either Turn or John Adams.
Okay, yes, he was married to Vivian Leigh for 2 years.
And then finally, in 2005, Francis Langford. You'll never get this. In a million years.
Then why did you ask?
Because I know who she is.
All right. It's a she. All right. Who is she? Well, you have...
She was a singer, a crooner back in like the 40s. I only know her from the Disney movie Melody Time. She sang a song about ice skating. But I'm sure she did a lot more than that, Jennifer. But that's how I know her. Frances Langford. I wanted to give her a little
shout-out.
She
was a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Was she the mother? Who did she play? Or the wife? Speaking of Yankee Doodle Dandy, what did you do over the 4th of July? What did you do patriotic? What do you mean, nothing?
My washing machine pump caught fire.
On the 4th of July?
Yes, I had my little fireworks in my basement.
Oh, yes. So what did you do?
Well, I unplugged it immediately and cursed at it. And then I brought my clothes to my mother's house to wash.
This was on the 4th of July?
Well, I didn't bring them until Sunday.
So did
you
get it fixed? Or is it,
yeah, no,
it
I got it fixed. I got it fixed yesterday. I mean, I got it replaced yesterday, yeah.
So you bought a new one?
Yeah, it's not the washing machine. It's the pump that pumps the water out to the septic.
Oh, so the washing machine was fine.
Yes.
It was a pump.
Yep.
That caught fire.
Yep.
How does that catch fire?
It was old and tired, and I guess the motor just ran and ran and ran. It was just like smoking and sparking from
it's like from your sump pump?
It's not a sump pump. It's a separate pump.
Yeah. Okay, so what else did you do on the 4th of July? I didn't want to hear the bad things that happened.
That was about it. I spent some time outside. I saw the fireworks on Wednesday night.
They're right by your house, right?
Yeah,
you can't see them from your house.
You can't see them from my house.
You walk up the street?
Yeah, but I had gone to Turntable Junction. They were really good this year, I have to admit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why were they better?
I don't know. They just seemed better. They were different. They were good.
Interesting. What, anything else over the 4th of July weekend?
I worked Friday and Saturday. We were very busy both days. You wanted to be closed on Friday. We were not.
That's good news. Why was everybody going to the library over the 4th of July?
Because it was hot. To quote John Adams, it's hot as hell in Philadelphia. Someone open up a window.
Did he actually say that?
In the musical.
Oh, my God. So he never did say that.
No.
But did the musical say John Adams said on his deathbed? I guess it was just 1776.
No, it was just 1776.
Gotcha.
Did you do anything?
I was up in Vermont, yes. Went to the monument, heard the Declaration of Independence being read by a colonial-clad gentleman. Read the Declaration, much longer than you remember the Declaration of Independence being. We saw fireworks that night, had a little cookout.
Very nice. Typical
4th of July stuff.
Very nice.
To celebrate our country's birthday. How many years is it now?
But actually, it wasn't signed, I think, till August 2nd. And July 7th, 16th was an important date also.
July 16th?
Yeah.
Why?
I think that's the day it was actually read the first time.
No, it was like July 8th or something like that. I think the Liberty Bell went off on the 8th. I think it was right on the 4th in Philly, but in Boston, and it took
a while.
Oh,
yeah, it took a while to get there. So today is also today in history.
I want to have one more thing about the 4th of July.
I'm sorry.
Walk back where we were just talking about.
The 8th of July.
Oh, well, how many years was our birthday? Oh, this was it, Jennifer. Okay. So I still don't understand why the 4th of July is our the birthday of our country. That's like saying the day you get pregnant is your birthday.
Yeah, we had this conversation.
Not the day you were born.
Right.
When we signed the treaty, we were a free country. Isn't that correct?
Yes. And on the 2nd of July, the Continental Congress actually voted in favor of independence.
But that's...
And it was adopted on
But the we're day. Saying we're free. But were we free, Jennifer? Oh, were we a country on July 4th, 1776? Yes or no?
I guess we thought we were.
We declared ourselves, but we weren't.
Right. I mean, you could declare yourself, you know, whatever you want.
Right.
Doesn't make it so.
But until that Treaty of Versailles was signed, I don't think we were a free country. Or maybe Yorktown. Maybe when the British surrendered, maybe that would have been our birthday. Whatever Yorktown was. Maybe that shouldn't have been the country's birthday. I just don't understand July 4th just declaring.
Well, it's kind of in the middle of the summer. It's halfway between Labor Day and Memorial Day.
You did the holiday there in that spot.
Okay go ahead. I want to tell you one more bad thing about today in history. Today is the feast of St. Benedict of Nursia. He was born in about 1480, and he died in 547. He was Italian. His traditional feast day was March 21st, the day he died. In 1960.
This better get interesting very quick.
In view of the work of monks following the Benedictine rule, he was proclaimed a patron saint by Pope Paul VI. It is interesting because this is my sister's order's patron saint.
Oh, okay.
And the patron saint of hospitality. So a shout out to St. Benedict.
So should we do something hospitable today?
They always are hospitable.
I mean, we should.
Oh, we should.
Everybody should.
Well, come to the library and we'll be hospitable to you. Unless you didn't sign up for Rizzo's Reptiles, then you're not getting in.
Get a memo out to our staff about that.
So happy feast day to all the Benedictine sisters at St. Scholastica's Monastery in Chicago. That was his sister, St. Scholastica. And all Benedictine sisters throughout the land. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, the time is 11:35. Jim Gannon will be in about 25 minutes with his show, Taking Care of Business, advice for small business owners. Speaking of small businesses in the Hunterdon County area, we can help. The Hunterdon County Library has a way to help promote your business. It's called Discounts with Your Library Card. Every September, because September is National Library Card Month, Hunterdon County Library wants to help you promote your business, and this is how it works. We have a form that's online, or you can pick one up at the library. Actually, the one online, you can fill out right online and email it to us. Let me just read the whole thing, Jennifer. September is National Library Card Month. The Hunterdon County Library and the Flemington Free Public Library, are they partnering with us again?
Yes.
Are partnering to help promote local businesses and the importance of having a library card. During the month of September, when a customer presents their library card at your business, they receive a predetermined discount or a giveaway of your choosing. Examples could be 10% off or buy one, get one free, etc. Participation for the local businesses is free. The library provides advertising and promotional materials, which include brochures, posters, and links on our website. Press releases are sent to various media. And last year was probably our biggest year yet. Many Hunterdon County businesses participate, included Sneakers Plus, should have brought the brochure, and Lone Eagle, and
Crown Trophy.
Many restaurants. Yeah, Jim Gannon of Crown Trophy. So all you got to do is give us a business name, pick a discount, a minor discount that you want to give people during the month of September that they showed their library card. And then we'll print up all these brochures and then hand them out, paper the county with them. So everybody has one through the month of September, and then they have it on hand. Your business is right in their hand. And go, you know, I'm going to go down to Joe's Pizza, get a slice because I can get free topping or something. That would be a good discount right there. Free topping with the order. And it promotes your business. And it also promotes the Hunterdon County, the value of having a Hunterdon County library card. So the promotion is through the month of September. You have until the end of July to register your business for this promotion. Remember, it is free. It's at no cost to you. We'll print all the brochures. We will make all the posters and send all the information out to the media. You don't have to do nothing except pick a promotion that you want to do for the month of September, and we will do the rest. So once again, go on our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link right to the registration form right on the homepage. You can fill that out online, or if you're near the Hunterdon County Library, any of the county libraries, stop in and pick up a copy and just fill it out there, and we will take care of the rest. So if you have a local business in Hunterdon County, I highly suggest letting us help you promote it.
I wanted to highlight a couple of programs coming up in July. On Tuesday, July 16th, this coming Tuesday at 7 p.m. at the Headquarters Library. I can't see his name. The Conserve Wildlife Foundation of New Jersey, David Wheeler, the former executive director, is coming to talk about New Jersey's rare wildlife. Conserve Wildlife Foundation's goal is to protect rare wildlife in New Jersey and beyond, and he will be talking about all the different wildlife you might see, although some of it's not as so rare anymore. Have you been seeing more foxes lately?
I've seen a fox, and I can't remember when.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I see them all the time.
Saw a beaver up in Vermont this past weekend.
Well, we're talking about New Jersey.
You see fox all the time? I haven't seen a fox in a long... I think Ollie just scares him out of the yard.
Oh, that could be. I forgot you have a dog.
We don't. They don't come around. It doesn't do as well a good a job with the deer, but
and
the rabbits.
I don't want to discuss the deer. And then 2 weeks later, on July 30th,
and the yellow jackets.
We're going to welcome debut author Ellen LaCourte. Her new book, The Perfect Fraud, is out. Two women with dangerous secrets are thrown together by a chance meeting that plunges both of their realities into chaos. Chaos. Placing the life of a sick child at risk. So we're very excited to welcome her at 7 p.m. on July 30th, and Book Garden will be there with books to sell, and Ellen will sign them and discuss her road to publication, talk about her book.
And so the same woman still run Book Garden?
Yes.
What's her name again?
Carolyn Scott.
Carolyn what?
Scott.
Scott?
Uh-huh. And she's sending her part, the he has a partner. I can't remember his name. Oh, my gosh. Rob?
Where in Frenchtown? Is it right on the Main Street?
Mm-hmm. If you're coming down like 519 from Milford, and you just go do a straight shot to Bridge Street, it's directly in front of you, right across from the bank.
Got ya. Okay. So that's Book Garden in Frenchtown. Little free pop for them, but do they do our discounts with your library card?
They have in the past. Robert is his name. Robert Rando, yes.
It's another entity that takes advantage of our promotion.
Yes. And I know what I was going to say first, actually. July 20th is a big day in the history of the Hunterdon.
It's the Haskell invitation on Monmouth Park.
In addition to the Haskell, and in addition to it being the 50th anniversary of the moon launch, Men on the Moon. It is also the 20th anniversary of the North County Branch Library in the current location in Clinton, and the 40th anniversary of it being a branch of the Hunterdon County Library.
Big, big time. Big celebration going on, too. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to Dana, the reference librarian up there, and she's saying they're getting a lot of donations from local businesses.
That's great.
They're going to be celebrating all week, the week leading up to it. A lot of giveaways, a lot of stuff for families. So,
well, we make sure we need to do a
flyer. Stay tuned. We will.
And advertise some of those things.
We did make a flyer. Isn't it online?
Not of the businesses that are donating.
No. They're just putting that together now.
Yes.
But we'll have that information probably next week for you. But there's going to be a lot of events going on the week leading up to the big 40-20 anniversary celebration.
And at 10 o'clock in the morning, there'll be a brief ceremony. And JLA will be having a special presentation that day.
Oh, yeah? What are they presenting you? Or is it a surprise?
I'm not sure if it's a surprise or not, so I don't want to say.
No one's listening. Give me a hint.
It's got something to do with libraries, but it's not a presentation to our library.
Presentation to all libraries everywhere?
Just be surprised. Be there and be surprised. No, because you're going to be at the Haskell.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the Haskell Invitational. I don't know if I mentioned.
You did.
At Monmouth Park.
You did. Who's running?
I don't know yet, actually. I should know that. It's only 2 weeks away. A week, a little over a week away.
Hmm.
I have no idea. I've been so busy. Okay, we're going to go to our last commercial break. I don't have any trivia today. Maybe we just make
it. Oh, you know what? I have something. I'm not sure how to turn it into trivia, but we'll discuss it on the air and you see what you want to do with it.
Okay.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with the trivia less Jim Thatch and the ever-prepared Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gonneau will be in about 17 minutes to take care of business. I told Jim I have something for him. I'm not quite sure how we're going to turn it into trivia. But before we do that, I wanted to show Jim, which you can't see at home, an ad from Booklist for a new book coming out in January, My Dark Vanessa.
Okay.
And at the top of the ad, there is a quote from Stephen King, a hard story to read and a harder one to put down. A well-constructed package of dynamite. And then, to the right, there's a quote from Jennifer Winberry from the Hunterdon County Library.
Really? Let me see.
Simply outstanding. This unsettling, uncomfortable, and difficult subject is handled with grace and aplomb. This novel of obsession will become an obsession.
And where is this printed from?
It's in the Booklist journal. It's an ad, maybe in other places. It's an ad for this book that is coming out.
Impressive.
Thank you. It's a Lita S.
Is she a local author?
She is not. She's a Midwestern author. And she has a relative who lives up in Maine who's handed the book to Stephen King and said, read it.
You got in there because you used the word aplomb correctly.
Yep. I got in there because I was an early reader.
And it's Jennifer.
Look at that. So this is a book.
Can you make a living reviewing books?
No, you can't.
You've tried. You've looked into it.
I mean, you can if you know if you're A.O. Scott or something. But so this is a book.
A.O. Scott.
He's a New York Times book reviewer, Dwight Gardner.
Well, then you can make a living.
You can, but it's few and far between. You can supplement your reading addiction.
It could be the first step, right there.
So this book is a really important book. It's a Lolita-esque book, the story of a boarding school teacher and his student who have an affair, and it's told back and forth between present day, and the young woman still has quite never recovered because she really felt that he was her true love. And now another girl has accused him of sexual abuse, and it goes back and forth to the story in high school. It's a very, very difficult story, but it's getting a lot of press. I have a cousin who's a guidance counselor, and he heard about the book more than 6 months pre-pub, which is very unusual for it to be getting this much press.
It's timely, too, because of the big news story with that moron. Let me say his name.
And there's a lot of Nabokov references. There's a lot of references to Pale Fire. So the Lolita references are more subdued, and she's focusing more on Nabokov. So, anyway, yeah, when it comes out in January, it's definitely going to get...
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
It's going to be a movie someday.
I think it would make an excellent movie. I do. All right, what I have for Jim is there's a website, BuzzFeed, that does different pop culture things and book things.
Mm-hmm.
And they said 280 Beatles songs. I don't know if that's accurate, how accurate, plus or minus.
That's probably in the ballpark, Jennifer.
And how many can you name?
Of 280?
Yeah, and most people hit around 30.
Think I can do better than 30?
Well, that's what I was wondering.
Should I try right now?
You want to try, or is that going to be boring radio?
I don't know. Let's see if I can go through them quick.
Okay, but you got to go slow because this is in alphabetical order.
Oh. Well, I'll know I'm right. Just see if I hit 30.
Okay.
Please, please me. She loves you. I want to hold your hand. I feel fine. Love me do.
Five.
And I love her. Girl. What's the one? All my loving. Hold me tight. So these are ones that they wrote, right?
I recorded.
Hard Day's Night. This boy. You can't do that. I'll cry instead. Tax man. I'm skipping all over now. I'm a loser. No reply. Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. A Day in the Life. Within You, Without You. Something. While My Guitar Gently Weeps. With a Little Help from My Friends. Hey Jude. Revolution. Penny Lane. Strawberry Fields Forever.
There you go.
Paperback Writer. Getting Better. Good Morning, Good Morning.
You're 33.
She's Leaving Home. I haven't even hit Abbey Road yet. Came in through the bathroom window. She's So Heavy. Maxwell Silver Hammer.
Wait, I don't see it came in through the bathroom window.
It's part of the Abbey Road medley. Maybe they just call it the Abbey Road medley. The End. Is the end there?
Yes.
Okay, so that's part of the Abbey Road medley, too. Hey, Bulldog. It's All Too Much. Blue Jay Way. I could keep going.
You missed two that I'm surprised you missed.
I could get 100 easily.
Could you?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we could just sit here and we were just talking. This reminds me of the movie Yesterday. Did you see the movie Yesterday yet?
But I'm surprised you missed Ubla Dee Ubla Da and Eleanor Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby.
No, did you see Yesterday?
Yellow Submarine. I haven't just hit that soundtrack yet. Magical Mystery Tour.
Tell me about the movie.
So yesterday, the movie, I liked it. I didn't love it. I liked it. It turned out to be more of a rom-com. It's a rom-com. It's what it
that
is.
It turned out to be.
So, but it was good. I think they just needed to explain some more things. There's a couple twists and turns and a one big wow moment in the movie that you'd like.
I want to ask you about the one big wow moment off the air.
Okay.
Because I think it's a spoiler alert.
I'm sure it is. If you haven't seen it, you can't tell anybody about that.
Right.
But the part of the movie was he was the only guy who remembers Beatles songs. So he's sitting there trying to remember the Beatles songs. He can't remember the words to all of them. And then you'd be asked somewhere, oh, yeah, that song. And then so that's kind of reminds me of what we were just doing, yes. Trying to just remember Beatles songs. If I was the only guy to remember Beatles songs, I could eventually I would come up with 200 of them.
Did you like it?
I liked it, yes.
Because there's a lot. Did you see Rocket Man, the Elton John?
No, I didn't see that yet. Did you?
Uh-uh. Are you going to go see Blinded by the Lights?
Yes, of course I am. When did that come out? In July or something?
August, because I want to see that.
August, yes. So that looks very good.
Ed Sheeran was in the movie.
Ed Sheeran did a very nice job in the movie.
You're right. I did have music today. I have an Ed Sheeran song. Okay. I'll save it for next week.
Why Ed Sheeran today?
No, I had it.
So, yeah, so it was good. I mean, the concept is great. My problem was they didn't explain it. They needed to explain things a little bit more, and they didn't do it. They kind of left it there. Maybe some people like that. I needed a little more explanation. They could have got some Beatles fans together and really had some cool parts to it. But
oddly enough, though, that was A.O. Scott's criticism in the Times, and he really liked the Ed Sheeran part, too. So there you go.
There you go. Maybe I'm going to take A.O. Scott's job.
Right.
Don't look over your shoulder, A.O. Scott.
So what, did you see any previews while you were there that you remember?
In the movies? Yeah. The movie I really want to see coming up is that new Tarantino movie. Looks great.
Oh, I know. I saw the trailer for it.
Yeah, that looks great. That's going to be another alternative history, kind of like Inglourious Basterds kind of thing, mm-hmm. with Manson. So I bet you it's going to be very good. And just said in the, I think it's 1969, I think, Hollywood.
What else did you see?
Preview-wise? Mm. I don't remember why.
Oh, wow. That's like part of my favorite part of the movie.
There were 20 previews to watch before the movie. I can't believe how many previews they show you now. It takes a half hour to get through the previews.
Where did you see it?
In Bridgewater.
In Bridgewater. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what, there was an article recently in Tap Into.
Not in Huntington County because we don't have a movie.
I'm going to tell you about they're redeveloping the old Agway site.
There's yes. Into a movie theater?
No, that's what somebody suggested. Why don't we put a movie theater there?
That wouldn't be good for parking, I know.
No, there'd be no parking. But, well, if it were a small one, it might.
What are they doing? They're probably building something there. People are complaining. Let me guess. Am I right?
People complain about everything.
So what do they want to build in the
Agway? I think apartment buildings. I'm unclear whether there's going to be retail stores on the lower level or not. That's the most recent. But the part of the story that I was that somebody said, how about a movie theater?
I don't understand. I think we have enough people to. I mean, we used to have two movie theaters, and the population has had to have doubled since the late '80s, right?
Now, when you went to the movies, was it at night? Are people still going to the movies?
We went in the afternoon, but yeah, and it was kind of it was maybe 3/4 full.
That's pretty good for an afternoon.
It was the opening weekend, though, of a top movie, so I'm not sure. It's not if it's not a movie about a superhero, then it's not going to be sold out. If that's all everybody wants. They can't get enough of these superhero movies, Jennifer.
Well, we have.
I can.
Next Thursday, we have another Academy Award nominated film at the Huntington
at the only movie theater in Huntington County. It's at the Huntington County Library.
Yes, it's If Beale Street Could Talk, based on the 1970 I forget what James Baldwin novel of the same title. A young woman embraces her pregnancy while she and her family set out to prove a childhood friend and lover innocent of a crime he didn't commit.
I believe Mary Poppins Returns is on the list coming up.
Is it?
Yes, and I highly recommend that movie.
The movie I have at home right now that I'm getting ready to read is Public. It is an Emilio Estevez movie, and it's about homeless people at the Chicago Public Library. So I'm quite anxious to watch that, read that.
Cool.
So, yes, we have D. DVDs at the headquarters. Oh, Mary Poppins Returns, August 1st.
So we actually show first-run movies, like right after they're at the, off the out of the theater. I mean, right after. And we have a large DVD collection, so we are your movie source in Huntington County.
That's right.
And it's time to leave.
It's time for us to go. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A storm that's expected to turn into a hurricane when it hits near Lake Charles, Louisiana this Saturday is already bringing heavy rain throughout much of Louisiana, where the Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency.
No one should take this storm lightly, and all likelihood is going to be a very significant weather event.
The storm expected to strengthen into a hurricane sometime on Friday. President Trump's hosting an event at the White House later today to discuss claims of political bias on social media. No one from any social media companies will be there at what's called the Presidential Social Media Summit, but the gathering will include social media users who claim they've been singled out for their conservative views. AT&T becoming the first wireless company to automatically block spam calls. And this is USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement will reportedly start conducting raids across the nation in an effort to arrest thousands of undocumented immigrants, perhaps as early as this Sunday, and they could last for several days. Meanwhile, more investigations on Capitol Hill over immigration detention procedures and facilities.
A Guatemalan mother who's seeking asylum told a House panel that she came to the U.S. seeking safety, but instead watched her infant daughter die a slow, painful death. Through an interpreter, Yasmin Horaz related her story.
I took her to 3 hospitals, but she never left the 3rd hospital. She left the hospital without any life left in her, and it breaks my heart.
Republican Congressman Chip Roy took issue with saying migrant children are being housed in cages.
I've seen the facilities, and I've not seen a single cage in the way that it is being depicted. I'm seeing ways to try to separate people and keep them safe.
I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Still looking into alleged obstruction of justice in the Russia investigation, Democrats are moving towards authorizing a dozen subpoenas to people with links to President Trump. The list includes senior White House advisor and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner, former Attorney General Jeff Sessions, and the former Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. The feud between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is only heating up. In an interview with the Washington Post, the New York Democrat accused Pelosi of, quote,